Crime Guide. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Hi, my name is Jonna.
And my name is Claire.
Together we make something called
Yuck!
And we're not eating Dunkin' Donuts.
We're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're feeling Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. thoughts of the time when you were all mine in the summer sun. You have to realize we're all through. I don't want to hurt the lies I'm telling you.
That was the Beethovens from a compilation of Swedish psych from the 60s called Searching for Shakes. That was the song Summer Sun. And, oh, such a beautiful, wistful song. So good. before that, we heard Big Star. With their song September Girls from the compilation Keep an Eye on the Sky, the big retrospective disc that Rhino put out a couple years ago. And at the top, we heard Earth, Wind, and Fire from their their single, September. It's September, September 1st. Always kind of a bittersweet time of year, a time for new beginnings. You know, lots of students lined up at the bookstore, getting ready for the fall term. But summer coming to a close, it's, yeah, it's deep with feeling, isn't it, people? You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, a bit of a preview of some shows that are happening soon, including Victory Square Block Party, which is together with Music Waste, the two local highlights, I'd say, on the calendar. Also, some new music from Ontario. Yeah, let's just get on with it. So another significant point, Jerry Lieber died last year, or last week. Yeah, he and Mike Stoller wrote a lot of the pop songs that kind of were famous in the 50s and 60s. I didn't write this out. I should have, clearly. Like Hound Dog, On Broadway, lots of songs like that. So I'm going to play a couple of their songs. They were covered extensively. I'm going to play PJ Harvey's cover of Is That All There Is, made famous by Peggy Lee. So let's just listen to that. I'm kind of blathering, if you hadn't noticed. Here we go. This is That All There Is from Polly Jean Harvey's album Dance Hall at Louse Point. And after that, we're going to hear a song by the Coasters. Okay, let's do it.
I remember when I was a girl, our house caught on fire. And I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there shivering and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, to a farm. Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth, and there were clowns and elephants, and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die. But I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, then why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no. Not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I know what I'll be saying to myself. Is that all there is? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all.
Sunday, September 4th at the Electric Owl Social Club, witness the rebirth of Gobble Gobble, now known as Born Gold. This band has been touring the continent in a relentless fashion, winning over fans around every corner. Also appearing will be Teen Days and Blood Diamonds. Doors are at 9 and cover is $10. It's all brought to you by Beatroot Magazine, No More Strangers, and WinnieCooper.net and CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, that was The Coasters from all sorts of places. Probably their greatest hits album. I have that from the Death Proof soundtrack, Quentin Tarantino's film from a few years back. And that was written by Lieber and Stoller. So they also wrote Hound Dog, which is about a gigolo. I had no idea. Apparently Elvis Presley does not convey that with his interpretation of the song. But the original by Big Mama or something does. they wrote Yak Yakety Yak, Stand By Me, Jailhouse Rock, Love Potion Number 9, as well as the previous song, Is That All There Is? That performance by John Parrish and Polly Jean Harvey from their album Dance Hall at Louse Point. Good stuff. You will be missed, Mr. Lieber. There was a very slim chance that I was going to get to do a live interview or a phone interview with Eleanor Friedberger today. But unfortunately, because of email problems, that didn't happen. But the consolation prize is that she's going to be doing a live in-store performance at Zulu on Monday. Which is really awesome, because I wasn't going to pay to see The Kills at the Commodore, but I will still get to see her. You may know her from her work with the Fiery Furnaces, but she has put out a fantastic solo album, so we're going to listen to a track off of that album last summer. We're going to hear the song Roosevelt Island, and after that, also on Monday, the OCs are playing with the Bare Wires and Chains of Love at the Biltmore, and that is going to be a banana show. If you wear glasses, let me advise you, and this is based on experience, to tie your glasses to your face or to acquire source contact lenses for the night. I had my glasses destroyed the last time I saw the OCs, and it was worth it. I'm not saying it wasn't worth it, but it caused me a lot of pain after the fact. So tie those glasses down and go see the OCs. But first, listen to Eleanor Friedberger, because she's the best. Here is Eleanor Friedberger with Roosevelt Island.
We saw a picture of a girl with the same hair and I posed next to her, copping a smile. Made a great photo, but I never thought I'd see her again. Didn't really want to ever see her again. You went alone on the train, it was hard to imagine you counter back on your own. I can't believe you brought her back for me. That day was supposed to be like spring break, but it was dark and cool, and the sand felt all dirty and gritty under our shoes. I brought my camera and I have a shot of us, you and that guy who died down in Philly on the beach. The cyclone made you sick. It was a similar sort of trip. By the time we took the tram down to Roosevelt Island, you made me feel like I was more like you than like me. I like that. We even went uptown to score, sat on a bench on that designated corner when we didn't have cell phones, and waited for a man, then jumped on the subway back downtown. It always kicks in.
Thank you. red and green, just to make us go and stop, stop and go. I go sleep on the train, wake up next to that guy we used to hang. But the sound of his voice and the sound of his giggle makes me wanna be his friend again. And it goes and it goes. And it goes and it goes. It always keeps singing, it always keeps singing. It sets your mind suddenly in motion. It sets your mind, sets your mind. It's hard to convince yourself it'll be fair outside. It doesn't seem like anything could be better than that, right in that tree. And then you step outside, you step outside in the sunshine. You can't believe you would ever go underground. That's crazy.
September 7th at the Waldorf, it's Drag City Recording Artists RTX featuring Jennifer Herrema of Royal Trucks. Also hitting the stage will be Nashville's Heavy Cream and Vancouver's very own Joyce Collingwood. Doors are at 9 p.m. Advance tickets are on sale for $10 at rtxheavycream.eventbrite.com. RTX, Heavy Cream, and Joyce Collingwood, Wednesday, September 7th at the Waldorf.
Thank you.
That was Oakland, California's Bare Wires from their new album Cheap Perfume. That was the title track, Cheap Perfume. Before that, we heard the OCs, also from the Bay Area, from their album from earlier this year, Castlemania, the song Spider Cider. The OCs are crazy. They released Castlemania in May, and then the singles collection, Volume 1 and 2, a double album. And now they're releasing sort of a new LP. It's sort of a twin EP, I guess that's how it was thought of, called Carrion Crawler / The Dream. It's coming out in November on In the Red, and as John Dwyer says, Castlemania was more of a vocal tirade. This one's meant to pummel and throb. Sign me up for a little pummeling and throbbing from John Dwyer. Yeah, so catch them at the Biltmore this Monday. At the top, we heard Eleanor Friedberger with the song Roosevelt Island. Concert listings. Tonight, the Mohawk Lodge is playing with Hard Feelings and the Gref Band, The Electric Owl. Also, the SSRIs have their tour kickoff. They're playing with Fine Mist at Thor's Palace. Tomorrow night, Needles and Pins are playing with Fist City and Korean Gut at Antisocial. That should be a lot of fun. On Saturday, Music on the Drive, a free show in John Henry Park, also known as Trout Lake Park. It starts at 2:30 in the afternoon, and some of the featured performers include Ryan McCormick, Bleeding Hearts, Murder Castle, and CITR's own Chris Horrific. Good stuff. That night, Safety Show has their CD release party at the Biltmore. Also, Saturday night, Watermelon is playing with Beach Demon, The Valuables, and Mother Goose at Iron Road Studios. On Sunday, the Victory Square Block Party, featuring all sorts of people. Peace, My Friend Wallace, Bleeding Hearts, Beelines, Sun Wizards, lots of great stuff. So make sure to get down there. After that is the... I think this is the after party, or maybe that's the Astoria. Anyways, also that night, Gobble Gobble are playing with Teen Days and Blood Diamonds at the Electric Owl. Gobble Gobble, now called Born Gold, as that PSA you heard earlier explained. On Monday, Eleanor Friedberger is playing in the afternoon at Zulu Records. It's a 4 p.m. show at Zulu. That evening, she opens up for The Kills at the Commodore. Also that night, The OCs with Bare Wires and Chains of Love at the Biltmore. The next night, Tuesday night, Kellarissa plays Library Square on the 7th. RTX plays with Heavy Cream and Joyce Collingwood at the Waldorf. Joyce Collingwood being the cover stars of the new issue of Discorder, which just hit the streets. It is gorgeous. Hats off again to everyone who works on Discorder. It looks fantastic as always and reads well too. Good stuff. All around effort. Multi-threat. Also on the 7th, Yacht plays at the Electric Owl. The next night, P.S. I Love You is at the Electric Owl. And the weekend after that, the 9th to the 11th, New Forms, the New Forms Festival featuring like dozens and dozens and dozens of people is at the Waldorf. So check out the Google New Forms Festival if you want to hear all about that. Later in the month, What's Hot is playing with Battlesnakes at the Electric Owl. Twin Shadows playing with Diamond Rings at the Biltmore on the 28th. On the 29th, Pleasure Cruise plays at the Biltmore. And a few more highlights. Girls are at the Biltmore on October 4th. Dum Dum Girls are playing with Crocodiles and Colleen Green at the Electric Owl on October 8th. Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks are playing with Ty Segall at the Biltmore on the 12th. And Nurses and Dominant Legs are playing at the Biltmore on October 29th. Already announcing October shows. Ooh. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's do a little bit of a preview for Victory Square. I'm going to do a preview for the show tomorrow night first. Needles and Pins playing at Antisocial with Korean Gut, one of my favorite local bands. Korean Gut's going to be on this very show doing a live performance on September 15th, so tune in for that and make it down to Antisocial tomorrow night to see them and Needles and Pins. So here are Needles and Pins, and after that we're going to hear Peace, who are playing at the Victory Square Block Party. Here we go. We'll be right back. right, that was Girls from San Francisco, from the album Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That was the song Honey Bunny, the second single off of that album, and way better than Vomit, the first one. Vomit, not good, not my thing. Very glad to hear this up-tempo number. Other than Hellhole Rat Race, I don't really care for Girls' slow songs. They're not really they don't hit that sweet spot. But the fast songs, I love them. I love them a lot. Before that, we heard Peace from the album My Face. The song Common Trash, and at the top, Needles and Pins with the title track from their EP First World Problems. See Needles and Pins tomorrow night at Antisocial Skateboard Shop on Main Street. See Peace at Victory Square Block Party, and see Girls sometime in October. I forget when. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight the Jim Rose review, the Jim Jones review. Friday, the early show is Charles Bradley. There's a great interview with him in Discorder magazine done by the editor, Greg Martin. The late show is all DJ dance party. On Saturday, the early show is the Safety Show CD release party, and the late show is Glory Days. On Monday, the OCs play with Bare Wires and Chains of Love. Have I mentioned that yet? And on Wednesday, Paul Anthony's Talent Time. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. Thanks again, Biltmore. Yeah. Up next, a couple of songs off of a new compilation put out by Mammoth Cave Recordings. Mammoth Cave is the special project of Mr. Paul Loughton, a musician. He's in, I believe he's in the band Ketamines. He lives in Lethbridge, Alberta, and he, this record label has been doing amazing things. They put out the Korean Gut 7-inch earlier this summer, and this is the fourth in a series of compilation, provincially based compilations. So they've done two Bloodstains across Alberta, one Bloodstains across British Columbia, which had a ton of great local bands, and now they've put out Bloodstains across Ontario, and they have outdone themselves. So we're going to hear a new track from Tanetta called City Joke. All the more relevant. It's all about Toronto being a joke. All the more relevant now that Rob Ford has made things even worse there. And after that, an unreleased Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet song, which is just mind-boggling. So congratulations, Paul. You've put out an amazing compilation, and we're going to give it a listen right now. Here is Tonetta with City Joke.
City's going under, I know. I feel it diminishing slow. People, let's go. Toronto's a city joke. A 1 minute song about you. That's about all it's gonna take. There's nothing to say about a city that's burning up like a well done steak. T.O. is the piss. Clean it up, yeah, all the shit. Get with. Going under, I know.
I know.
I feel it diminishing slow. People come, but the best go. T.O.'s a city joke. People come, but the best go. T.O.'s a city joke. People come, but the best go. Toronto's a city joke.
Thank you.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I can see the mystery of you and me will never quite add up. No one is your perfect fit. I do not believe in that shit. Don't you know that every bubble bursts? Kill me. I'm aware you can't repair a light bulb. What's your thought for history? It's not a face, a donut glaze, or rot your teeth and leave you crazed. Time to drag your dead heels in the dirt. Mock charades to call spades spades when well it level off. Such a buzzkill, yes I am. I kill momentum when I can. There's no parade, I cannot rain on with my poison eyes. Kill me. Lurking in the shadow of the good life. What's real for you is real pretend. Play the turn to the hair. Soon enough, it's everywhere. Get it over with and just confirm.
I'd love to change your permanent address, even for a week or two, down by the bay. Now don't be embarrassed of the well-upholstered times from another day. We left behind, I never understood this way of life. The sun beats down upon the sand, and this is where I'd like to draw the line. Ooh. To remind herself of summers that were kind. I'm a downstream drifter, detached from either shore, with peace of mind.
That was Sloan from their album The Double Cross. That was the song Beverly Terrace. Before that, we heard Stephen Malkmus from his new album Mirror Traffic, the song Forever 28. If only. Before that, we heard Bloodstains Across Ontario, two songs from Bloodstains Across Ontario by Tanetta and Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Great job, Paul and Mammoth Cave Recordings. You guys did it. That's going to do it here for Dunkin's Donuts for this week. Let's see. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca and the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Stay tuned. Tim is up next with We All Fall Down. He's going to slay your brains with awesome tunes. Hope to see you guys this weekend, either at Trout Lake on Saturday or Victory Square Block Party. Or Eleanor Friedberger on Monday. There's three chances to see me. Say hi if we're, out there. Say hi to me. I'm going to close things with some Grass Widow. They played last week from all... So we're going to hear the song Shadow from their most recent album, Past Time. Thanks so much, guys. Hope you had a great summer. Hope you have a great fall term if you're going back to school, all that jazz. And see you next week. Bye.